Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
Tuesday's sitting began with Maurice Williamson revealing that he'd just spent an hour in his office with this year's Miss New Zealand contestants before they were invited to sit in the debating chamber's public gallery. So, after welcoming a delegation from the National Assembly of Serbia, the Speaker took this request from one of the Green List MPs.
Point of order, Jan Logie.
I've been fortunate in the last hour to have been in my office with the Feminist of the Year contestants, and they're in the gallery, sir, and I think this House would like the opportunity today to acknowledge them.
Spotting the potential for a precedent to be used by troublemakers, the Speaker moved to nip it in the bud.
Could I perhaps suggest to the House that rather than see this practice continue indefinitely, that where members do wish to acknowledge visitors in the gallery, that perhaps the appropriate way to do it would be to seek the leave of the House to do it, because all members know they're not meant to refer to visitors in the gallery, but if members wishing to do something like that were to seek the leave of the House to have such people acknowledged, I think it would be a more appropriate way to go about it.
Then it was on to questions for ministers, which included this one for the Prime Minister, John Key, from opposition leader David Shearer.
When he said yesterday that he was aware of the impact of the changes made to staffing ratios when budgets decisions were made, why did he only personally intervene in this issue on Monday this week to limit staff losses to two?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Well, as we made clear yesterday, there's always been a transition process that was going to take place. And it made sense, as we wrote to the schools last Thursday, and it made sense actually for that transition to be in conjunction with them. But because we wanted to allay the fears that some parents could have, we've made it clear that it's limited to two FTEs.
Then Mr Key's answer to another question attracted criticism from the New Zealand First Leader.
The Right Honourable Winston Peters, point of order.
Speaker, you will observe that the Prime Minister received a question, then he rephrased another question, proceeded to answer that question, and then ended up with a rant and rave about the Labour Party. Now, surely that can't be the way we conduct question time.
Order. Get order. I'm on my feet.
Lockwood Smith was soon back on his feet again, but Mr Peters complained about the Prime Minister referring a question about a Whana Oro program to the relevant minister, Tariana Turia.
I don't need to hear references as to who I should ask the question of with respect to a specific minister. I'm asking the Prime Minister, the number one minister in this country, as to whether he agrees with these plans.
The Speaker upheld the Prime Minister's right to refer questions to other ministers, further provoking Mr Peters.
If that is the case, that is the Prime Minister's answer. He doesn't need you to give it with
order.
Respect. Now, let me finish.
Order. No, I'm not going to listen to any more of this rant.
Yesterday, the Prime Minister said I was wrong.
Order. We're not.
I've got a letter to you.
Order. No, order. We're not going to take more time in the House on this. The member is normally very respectful of this House. I accept he's grumpy. And grumpy with me, I accept that. But the standing orders order, I'm on my feet. The standing orders must apply equally to all members.
Turning now to the other burning issue, the removal of tax credits for the likes of paperboys. This report from Rhys Lyon.
Labour's Deputy Leader Grant Robertson questioned the Prime Minister's prior knowledge of the tax changes.
Did either Peter Dunn or Bill English inform him before the meeting of Cabinet last Monday that the tax changes in the budget would remove the tax credit for paper boys and paper girls?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, I don't specifically remember them using the terms paper boys or paper girls.
Grant Robertson suggested John Key's position on the issue had changed.
What has changed about his view on taking income away from children since 2008, when according to the Manawatu standard, he borrowed money off a Palmerston North student to play a video game and said, quote, make sure I pay you back. I don't want to take any pocket money.
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Well, Mr Speaker, we gave all of the babysitters and cash workers who earn under $2,340 a tax-free status.
And Mr Robertson had one more question for the Prime Minister.
Which of the following best describe his approach as Prime Minister to managing the budget process? A, a spectator at a Blues Super 15 game. B, a disinterested bystander at a car accident. Or C, an audience member at a free-form jazz concert.
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
None of the above. Someone that has to come down to the House on Tuesday and Wednesdays and answer questions from buffoons like him.
Prime Minister John Key.
That's report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.